Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash.
Making their Pod Slam debut, please, everybody, make some noise and a round of applause for Poppin' Bottles!
If the ceiling wasn't there, I would have made it.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to another episode of Popping Bottles. Woo! That's right, we are live today, as opposed to other days. If you can hear my voice and you know who I am your recovering bartender host, Josh Segovia. With me, almost always, right next to me, on my right-hand side, my left-hand man is...
Rob Grabowski, the barback, I'll get the ice, hashtag not Rob, hashtag Ocean Cold.
Right, hashtag Ocean Cold. If you are joining us in studio... We are very happy and honored to be part of Pod Slam and raise money for Connor's Cure. Normally on our show, we have a guest. That guest brings a beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose
this. This is true. Josh, is this episode any different from our normal episode?
This episode is an exception.
What?
Because we have two wonderful guests by the names of...
Becca Barish.
And Charlie Williams.
Yay! Go get the ice.
Okay.
Normally we would have one guest. Ladies, thank you for being on. We would talk about one beverage. We would talk about their history of the beverage. We'd go and do some fantastical thoughts. And then eventually we would make a cocktail. Now, because this is a live show, we are doing one of our infamous showdowns. We have a bracket of six different Oktoberfest beers.
Oh, God.
Two Germans. They will get a bye into the next round. And then the other four will do local versus local. We'll eventually whittle that down to a winner. And the winner of that showdown will be our Oktoberfest winner of our first ever Poppin' Bottles Oktoberfest showdown. That'll be the whole plaque. It'll be on there. Before we get started, ladies, any... Oktoberfest thoughts? Do you have any history with it? Or
Oh boy, do I not like Oktoberfest beer. It is a little sweet for my taste, and like I always say, if it's not Bud Light, it ain't right.
There was some woos in the crowd.
Good taste across the board, Becca.
That's my wooing Bud Light bottle in the back.
Yeah. For me this morning, I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know. The only thing I know about Oktoberfest in general is that there's a K in it instead of a C. That is straight up the only familiarity I have. And then I looked up Oktoberfest images today to see if there was anything that could help me out. No. That's where I'm at.
Sure. I mean, have you ever been to the one in Lincoln Square? That's one of the bigger ones around town.
Yeah, I have. Live right up next to that area, and we go to the festival every year. That counts, I think. It is a blast.
Yeah.
They've closed that one, by the way.
Oh, they have? Okay, great.
I also forgot to eat breakfast or lunch today, so I just ate like a third of this Nature Valley bar.
Do you want a pretzel?
Will hopefully help. Yeah, if there's any
I've
pretzels.
I've got a lot of pretzels left.
Okay, great.
These pretzels were donated by Dinkles Bakery on Lincoln Avenue. If you've never been to Dinkles, go there. They have a slogan.
Can I text my girlfriend and tell her to come here? Because she went to Prost to get a pretzel when I told her I was doing this, because she got in the mood for pretzels when she heard about it. I can be like, you can also support me and eat a pretzel.
Yeah, do both.
Okay. Yeah, make her feel bad and support Connor's Cure. no other October. I've never been to Germany.
No.
I'm not German, even though I'm dressed like a German.
You look great, though.
Thank you. I made this myself. Thank you. Somebody knows arts and crafts.
Yeah.
No,
I've never been. No, the closest is just the fake festivals around town. Yeah. I don't know. My grandfather played accordion in a band. Does that count?
You're the closest one.
I did it!
All right, congratulations. Real quick, we'll get into the history of Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest was started in 1810. It started as a Munich festival to celebrate a royal wedding between King Ludwig and Princess, I'm going to mess this up, Therese? Nailed it. They had horse races and a lot of beer. This is 1810. 1811, they added a Bavarian farmer's market and tree climbing. In 1818, it was a full-on carnival. They added games, more feats of strength, and they gave out prizes to the winners, like gold, silver, and like pearl jewels.
Oh, cool.
1832, a bunch of Greeks came and got the idea for the modern Olympics. This is all true. Thank you, Wikipedia. Then a lot of more
that
years.
Got married feel like they were kind of taking away from their nuptials?
They were long dead by then.
Oh, okay.
People did not live a long time back then. There was a bunch of other ones. We're fast forwarding. They took some breaks during the World Wars.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Beer rationing. And then since its first Oktoberfest, there's only been 24 years since the first one where they have not had one.
Wow.
Since 1810. There's been an Oktoberfest every year except for 24 years.
Wow.
And that was kind of sparsed out. Last year, 2018, 6.3 million people visited Oktoberfest, and they drank 2 million gallons of beer. That's a lot of beer.
Oh, man. We should try to go next year. Why not? Yeah.
Well, let's go.
We'll raise the funds. We have a Poppin' Bottles credit card, right?
No.
We work on him, Josh. You're in charge.
I guess. All right, so let's get this showdown started. We got a lot of beers to get to.
Yeah.
I'm not watching the clock, but somebody probably should be. first up, we have Goose Island's Oktoberfest in a blue can. Shout out to Binnie's. Build your own six packs. You guys are, yeah, we got a lot to get to, so I don't want to. Yeah. I wouldn't fill up your cup.
Too late. I'm halfway there.
All right. Does anybody know any German cheerses?
Prost.
All right. Well, let's cheers. Come on, dummy. Say it in the mic.
Prost. Love these mugs, though.
Thank you. Beery.
I need a minute. Mine had a lot of head on that one.
Gross, dude. Immediately, it's very sweet, kind of malty, and then it has like a hoppy finish.
It somehow wasn't as sweet as I thought it was going to be. I assume they're going to get a little sweeter. This is mild on that, I think.
How does it compare to a Bud Light, Charlie?
No comparison whatsoever.
Okay,
let's say pretzel gun to your head. You had to compare it to a Bud Light. Give it a rating from 1 to 4 Bud Lights.
Oh, God.
Or negative Bud Lights.
Two Bud Lights.
Okay,
maybe?
That's not bad.
Two?
That's not bad.
It's lighter than I thought.
What makes an Oktoberfest beer an Oktoberfest beer?
Oh, great question. Do we have Wi-Fi in here?
Because also, when I drink beer, I like to drink like Hefeweizen, like things that are like Belgian type beer, stuff like that. And whenever I'm with other beer drinkers, they're always like, oh, well, you'll get to IPAs eventually. And they just get really judgy about it.
Yeah.
And I like things that are a little bit more subtle. So I was just curious, like, what are we looking for to kind of determine if this is a true essence of an Oktoberfest beer?
There's German purity laws, which is like a certain amount
German
of...
German purity laws? Like, don't say that to a Jewish person on a panel.
I thought that went away in the 40s.
Oh, it's back. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Have you not been keeping up with the news?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. It's back and crazy.
It's starting.
So there was like, you can only have 4 things in beer. Okay. And I think maybe, again, I'm wrong because I have no idea. I'm the host, but I don't know anything.
I'll look it up.
Bobby's looking it up. It's like made to celebrate fall, so they toast the malt a little bit.
Okay.
So it's a little bit sweeter, a little bit more amber in color. I think that's the main difference between their normal beer and Oktoberfest beer.
Okay.
Some of them, and we'll get into it. So Goose Island, let me find out my notes. Brewed in the traditional Märzen style, Oktoberfest pours a brilliant copper or rose color with a bone white head. Notes of toffee, burnt sugar in the aroma, and flavors of sweet dried apricots are delivered in a dry, malty body with the mild, earthy bitterness that is the hallmark of Hartedru hops.
People have described me as having a dry, malty body.
Do you keep dating those people?
According to Wikipedia, what makes an Oktoberfest beer is that it's served during Oktoberfest.
Okay.
That's right. We're nothing if fully researched.
Yeah. Do you like IPAs, Becca?
I don't, because I don't like things that are bitter.
Yeah.
And even with this, like, what I was going to say is that the end part of it is it kind of hits you in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's bittery. And I like the sort of beer where it's like you drink it and it's done. It doesn't feel like it's lingering there for a while.
I had a conversation with someone last night who was bugging me about, I don't like IPAs either. He's like, no, just give it a try. I'm like, I've been trying beer for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm never going to like IPAs.
Yeah. Don't you love it when people just like try to combat your own opinion.
Yeah.
So I like some bitterness. IPAs can be overly bitter. I prefer to like sit in a pale ale.
Yeah.
Like that's the right amount of bitterness where it's like, if you compare it to tannins, it's enough to like sit on your tongue and like keep going, but it's not enough to like give you cotton mouth or dry you out. That's right. Like, that's my sweet spot.
I'll say the more this sits in my mouth, the more my mouth tastes like blood.
Drink a lot of blood, do you?
Yeah, it's a gum thing, I think.
Yeah, or maybe I'm just bleeding.
Yeah, yeah, I think that glass is chipped, yeah, and you cut your mouth. I've got two extra Revolution Brewing. Who's gonna give money to the Connor's Cure? Come on, somebody chip in, you cheap bastards. Oh, a swear jar.
Would we be swearing?
Yeah, swearing. So, the German October.
Are we moving on? Shit, hang on.
Yeah, we're moving on. Here you go. That one's yours. Cheers. Probst. Oh. Jeff Probst.
Okay. Guys, Survivor starts this Wednesday.
Oh,
new one? I don't know if anyone's aware. I just wanted to let everyone know. The new season of Survivor season 39.
39?
Yeah, starts this Wednesday.
Holy cow.
What's the hook? What's the thing?
They're bringing back two previous survivors that have won. One is Sandra and one is Rob.
Why would you come back if you won?
Because they're probably paying them a lot, and they made like 30-foot idols of their heads that are on the island now. And so if you want to get advice from them, you can, but it comes at a price.
Whoa. Oh, so the returning champs are not playing. They're just more of like gods?
Right, but they will be back for season 40, which is a season of all winners. If anyone wants to talk about
it. So,
oh, we'll talk.
I think Becca's Survivor podcast is later today.
When I was, the season one came out, when it first started, I thought that they killed those people.
Do you have a favorite season? I've never watched. I remember the first season.
I thought they killed people. I never watched it.
Sure.
I watched the first season, and I remember I was in either college or high school, and we all got together to watch the final. Yeah. It was a big damn deal.
Didn't the winner of that one have like some controversy behind him?
Well, he ended up going to jail for a little bit for tax evasion.
Yeah.
And he also, in a later season, kind of acted inappropriately toward one of the other characters.
Sure, no, yeah.
Kind of. Anyway,
let's
All right, so Goose Island is going head-to-head with Rev Brew's Oktoberfest German-style lager. Let me get to my notes. A classic German-style Oktoberfest beer that is brewed in the summer and then cold-stored until late August to celebrate the coming of fall. Ooh. Smooth and pleasant, toasty malt flavor, 100% German malts create a supple and flavorful base of this traditional Oktoberfest lager.
Probst.
Jeff Probst.
I'm pouring poorly. There's so much head on my beers because I'm feeling rushed.
Just drink it.
Okay.
Should I hold my burps back or let them come out?
Let them come out. I'll edit the most egregious ones.
No, keep the best one though.
A little behind the scenes. If you ever listen to the podcast, Rob burps a lot.
I try to turn away from the mic, but after a while.
Yeah. I don't always edit them out, but I will silence them a little bit.
So I think instead of ranking how much I liked the beers that we're trying today, I think I'm just going to rank how much I hate them.
That's fair.
Okay.
One being I hated the least. Five being I hated the most.
Okay.
This is settling in at a 3.
Settling at a 3?
Yeah.
That's good.
I like this one.
Yeah. This has a little bit more sweet to it. I know you're not a fan
of it. It's sweet. It's just too sweet.
Too sweet?
Yeah.
Got up the sweet.
Got up the sweet.
I think it tastes a little like sweat. I don't drink a lot of beer in case this isn't clear.
You're sweating in your mouth.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm bleeding and sweating. Now.
I hope the next one tastes like tears.
What's your go-to drink, Becca?
Yeah, what do you drink?
Alcoholically?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say juice. I love juice.
What kind of juice?
I want to hear both. Yeah. What kind of juice?
I like a good fresh squeezed orange juice.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hello.
And I would say, alcoholically speaking, at this point, usually like probably ginger ale with some bourbon and lime.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Charlie, I know Bud Light. What's your favorite non-alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic. Oh, Mountain Dew. I'm a garbage person.
Florida, correct?
I'm from Florida, yeah.
Do you know how many grams of sugar Mountain Dew Code Red has in it?
It's like...
Go Terps.
77 grams.
I thought I was going to guess like 36.
No, double it.
Also, I don't have any cash up here for the swear jar, so if someone could just keep track of how many times I swear, that would be great.
I brought $20 I'm going to give regardless, so fuck.
Well, see, you think that I love Bud Light, but my actual favorite alcoholic drink, you can't really get unless you go to like a certain bar that has Mountain Dew. because I go fucking crazy for Mountain Dew in Malibu.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, eat it.
But
eat
you don't
it,
like sweet beers?
All of you.
Yeah.
I don't. Sweet beers can suck it. Give me Mountain Dew in Malibu all day.
It's like putting a head on a head.
I don't want to. I have defended this drink since high school. It is a citrus. I know.
Oh, wait, now I get it.
I'm from Florida, damn it. It is a citrus soda and a coconut rum.
Ugh,
how could those two things not go together? And they absolutely do.
I also rescind my drink of choice is marijuana.
Legalize it. January 1st, right? We could get all the sodas with the THCs.
Ooh.
Ooh, we could do those.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We'll probably not be recording podcasts by then. One of us will be dead.
Odds are me.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So head-to-head. Now, in my mind, sorry, back to backtrack.
Sure.
I think of Bud Light being stuck in a thunderstorm, getting struck by lightning, and then turning into Mountain Dew. For some reason, that's how I imagine it happening. These are going head-to-head. Who's moving on? Who's dying? A terrible Oktoberfest death. Being crushed by a barrel.
Oh, wait, is what we're putting forward the one that's dying or the one that's winning?
You pick.
I think we should put forward the winner.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. The winner. Yeah.
Oh, am I on my own here?
Oh, no.
No, I think it's...
No!
All right, we need an audience member. There's a little bit left here.
I also have some here.
And I have some in my stein.
Yeah. We need... Just drink that and then take
Thank
all
you.
Of this and then tell me which one's better. Take your time. What's your name?
Whitten.
Nice to meet you, sir. Cheers. Prost.
Cheers.
Cheers. Prost.
Survivors soon?
Yeah.
They're both good, I'll say that, but I prefer the...
Did you get notes of blood?
Yeah, or sweat.
And sweat?
Tiebreaker.
Goose Island.
Yeah.
Goose Island.
Whoa!
What an upset in the first round.
Damn.
Wow.
I'm not normally competitive, but I'm glad we won.
Yeah, me
too. Phil, Bobby, Phil.
Oh, God. Pretzels are pretty good, right? I'm also getting a little buzzed.
Yeah, I literally, this is bad.
I haven't had breakfast. Oh, no.
Afterburner Oktoberfest Lager.
Ooh, we got a Metropo.
Is this a robot made of vines on this bottle?
No, it's a robot full of hops.
Oh, okay. Oh, got
he's
it.
Celebrating Oktoberfest.
Yeah, yeah. Or
robots
clovers.
Can't drink beer, so they have to eat hops.
What? Robots drink beer. Everybody it's on the fuel.
It. I held so many burps, and now it wants to be a fart.
Nice. Wait, what's the conversion? How many burps equal a fart?
Four burps equal a fart?
I don't know.
This is the quality content you get if you listen to Popping Bottles. Next up, guys, we only got an hour. Normally there's a lot of bullshitting. Ooh, money.
Do you want to bullshit more?
Yeah, let's bullshit more. Bobby.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm getting a little buzzed. I should have had food at all today.
Yeah, I drank two of my beers already, real fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This holds more, though. When I put a 12-ounce beer in a liter mug, it just looks sad.
Have either of you ever done home brewing or been to someone's place who has to try it?
They don't have the recipe for Bud Light online.
Nobody can crack that one.
My current roommate is a beer snob, and he used to home brew. I've seen all the equipment,
mm-hmm.
and I keep bugging him. Like, we have a very fancy bathtub, like it looks like a clawfoot bathtub.
Ooh.
I'm like, we should make beer in there. Why not? Or bathtub gin or something.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah.
He made beer for a holiday party that we attended once that the gift came with a bottle of his own beer and the ball washer.
Oh.
Gross.
Gross.
I've in my Amazon cart, there's been a homebrew kit probably for now on a decade. I just have not pulled the trigger on it because I'm not patient.
Well, I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Ooh, I hope it's a kiss.
How much does a homebrew kit cost?
Well, it's like $100 for like the starter one.
Oh, you're going to get kissed.
But the one that he has in his cart, if it's 10 years old, is probably like the first version. And that's probably been updated so many times.
It's like it looks like steampunk. It looks real cool. I never pulled the trigger on it. There was a beer camp that I went to where they sort of like talked about homebrewing. It was like a day-long thing. It was like $20. And you just sat there and he kind of like took you through it. And then the store sold like kits. So there's like two different ways to homebrew. Guys, we're getting into the weeds here. There's like pellet or wait, I'm messing it up.
Pellets are for hamsters to eat.
Yeah, okay. There's two different types of hamster food you want to get.
Sure.
So there's fresh alfalfa or there's pellets.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're both good for hamsters.
Yeah, but like, what about for beer?
The hamsters make great beer.
Oh, okay.
Rainwater, hamster, thyme, beer.
Oh. Wow.
But I just never did it.
Yeah.
Whenever it gets cold out, I'm like, I got to do something because I can't go outside. So that's when I keep looking at it, hovering over it.
I think this is your year to do it.
This is the year?
I think this is the year.
Is this the year?
This is the year.
Is this the year, audience?
This is the year.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like delayed applause. All right, moving on. We've got...
I have a question for Becca. Becca, yeah. Your drink of choice is marijuana. Would you grow it at your home if you could?
No.
If I could, it's really difficult, right?
I have no idea.
Like, you have to have special lights.
Light
and you have
water,
to,
right? Yeah. It's like a lot.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Does Huli ever...
grow weed?
Yeah, your roommate?
No, he smokes a lot of it,
though. Say, yes, I grow weed in my home. And this
and where's your address?
I'll share it now, I guess.
Yeah, and when are you home?
Also, what's your address?
Yeah.
My friend's stepdad started growing, and his stepdad's name is Doug, so his weed we call Doug Funny. And I think that's funny.
That's a good weed name.
Yeah.
If a weed strain was named after you, what would it be?
Mm.
Ooh.
Bud Light.
Nice. yeah. Points.
I gotta think about that.
Hey, I gotta think something with Grabowski in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll come back to it.
All right. So my parents have actually recently started smoking, like within the past couple of years, since they've retired. And their dealer is the ex-sheriff of the county that they. live next to. It's my mom's best friend, and they straight up just take it from the locker.
So you're rural Florida, is that correct?
Central Florida.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
Bad. Okay, cool.
The places that you haven't heard of.
When I was in high school, my rabbi got pulled over. And
are you Jewish?
Yeah. And they found a gram less than an ounce of weed in his car because I think he had smoked that gram. Oh. He was in high. I'm not gonna say his name, but it was a whole to do in my town. And he's still there, so.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, but he had to have a meeting with us where he, talked to us and we could answer any questions that we had.
Who doesn't have an open one?
You don't.
I don't have a rabbi. I like smoking weed, but I don't like doing things, so, getting it illegally is, a hassle.
Yeah.
When they legalize it, I'll be all over that.
Sure.
I prefer edibles.
I can't smoke because I have asthma, and every time I've tried edibles... It's a disaster.
Well, is it because you're not patient and you're like, I'm not high yet?
It is.
More.
I get so incredibly high. The last time I had an edible, we went to the Taco Bell drive-thru and I got a tostada and I forgot how to use my mouth.
That's good weed.
That is good weed.
So I just kept scooping up the tostada.
You can't see it on it. She's using both of her hands and literally an ant's mandible.
I had my friend who was with me was also super high, and they were talking to me about their problems, and I had to look at them and I said, "You need to shut the fuck up right now. Yeah. I can't eat."
I've been there.
So what's your favorite way to enjoy marijuana?
Oh, well, I don't know. It kind of depends. I think right now I'm getting kind of nervous because of all this vaping discussion about if it's bad for me, and I don't know.
And that was so easy too.
Yeah. So with edibles, sometimes you don't really know when it's going to hit you or how hard it's going to hit you. So sometimes maybe just I really like rolling a joint. I find it to be very nice and therapeutic. And so maybe just smoking a joint.
The edibles you guys are talking about, are they homemade or are they when we went to Colorado, shout out to my roommate in the audience. they had those little gummies that were mm-hmm. 5 milligrams or whatever.
Sure.
So you knew exactly how high you were going to get.
Right.
You had to wait for it, but it was just mm-hmm. Two of those, and I was set. That was we went and saw our friends play. There was Mary Poppins, and if we did not have those edibles, it would not have been as good.
Wow.
I've had two types. So I had the homemade ones, and then I had
those are dangerous. It's like feast or famine.
But I also have had the here's something you guys are gonna learn about me. I'm originally not from Florida. I'm originally from South Carolina. And there are certain words that I can't say because of my accent. And I'm gonna say this word, and you're not gonna know what I'm talking about until I use it in the context. I got some oil for my tea.
Oil?
Yes.
oil for your tea?
Oil for my tea, yes.
Say it one more time.
Oil. Yes. Oil.
Yeah. Oil.
Oil.
And is the second word tea?
Yeah, because she was saying car. I got some oil for my car. But it sounded like tea.
I just put the...
Oh, that's nice.
God. Yeah, I just put it in my tea. I'm not going to say the word anymore.
I had a weird situation, going back to what you were just talking about with the forgetting how to eat, where I was in Colorado and we had smoked and I ate a corn muffin and thought to myself, I forgot how to swallow. And I'm hanging out with friends and I thought to myself, I don't remember how to swallow. I'm not sure if I'm choking. And everyone's having a conversation and I had this weird moment of, are you going to die because you don't want to cause an awkward situation to let them know that you're choking? And instead of saying to them, I think I'm choking, I took more cornbread and ate more. And then I just like pushed the other cornbread down with the second bit of cornbread. And that happened. And there was another time too where I got so high that I was like, wait, when you go to the bathroom, is it because you're pushing or you're not holding in anymore? And I was like, I'm not...
Doing the real work.
I was like on a date. I was on a date with this guy. We're walking around Central Park, and I was like, I'm not holding in. So does that mean I'm peeing? I peed my pants. I didn't pee my pants, but I convinced myself that I had peed my pants.
Wild. Yeah.
But then we made out.
Another time that I ate an edible, we watched Planet Earth 2. My best friend at the time was also super high. We got into a huge argument because you could not convince me that it wasn't CGI.
Sure.
Here's what I'll say about Planet Earth 2. Do not watch it if you haven't seen the first. You won't be able to follow it.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. It's a whole story.
Yeah. The planet verse.
All right.
Let's get into it. Yeah. We got Metropolitan Brewing's Afterburner Oktoberfest. Jeff Probst.
Survivor season 40. No, 39.
Yeah. Even though most people are more excited for 40. Anyway, let's go.
A toasty malt aroma with dry, elegant finish. We brew Oktoberfest because of the malty sweetness pairs perfectly with fresh harvest food native to the Midwest. Hey, how about that? We brew Oktoberfest because everything about this beer makes you want to gather up your friends and laugh hard.
This one tastes more like IPA.
Tastes like metal.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I think actually when I first drank it, when it first hit my mouth, I was like, this is my favorite one. And with not 2 seconds later, I thought to myself, never mind, it tastes like metal.
I think my mouth is bleeding now.
Yeah. This, it doesn't...
It's fine.
It doesn't taste like an Oktoberfest beer.
It really doesn't.
It tastes like a Dunkelweiss or something.
But you can't really say that because it just has to be consumed. Well, I guess none of these can be Oktoberfest beers because it's September.
That's where you're wrong because Oktoberfest started in Germany right now.
Hooray!
Is that the time change?
I didn't get to it in my research, but they moved it earlier. So it started in October, and they moved it earlier in the season to get better weather.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so we do it at the end of September.
No.
It's close.
Once a year.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Well,
like
The move of Oktoberfest or the beer?
The beer. Hey, and also the move of Oktoberfest.
Can I get one of those pretzels?
What?
I need a pretzel.
You need to put money in the
swear jar. Do you want half of
what? Fine, I got a fiver.
You cheap bastard. We also have mustard in here. I forgot. I stole mustard from Mariano's. There it is.
So many packets.
The other day we ordered sushi from a sushi place and my friend was eating a bagel and asked if we could order cream cheese on the side that she could use for her bagel. And the place was like, absolutely not. We're not giving
what?
Cream cheese.
Why not? What is it to them?
We ordered a salmon roll and then she squeezed the cream cheese out of the salmon roll and then just wiped that on her bagel.
I would have squeezed the salmon out too. And then
you got a little lux, baby.
Just undo it.
Yeah. The side of rice.
I'm not gonna lie, these pretzels are good. Did you guys like the pretzels?
Yeah. Dinkles, baby.
Did anybody not get one?
Ooh.
Oh, Josh, no.
Josh, don't throw.
All right, they're still good. I got some napkins.
There's a whole bag too.
We'll sweep up.
We'll sweep up.
That was the last of the pretzels. You can have some of this one. No. This is my second. I'm a glutton.
I thought we were getting five, but he really wanted pretzels.
Do you want to try to talk it through, even though you're not sure how you feel about it?
I feel like I first tasted it, and I was like, I hate this. And the finish is, like, I'm going against the grain here. The finish is what I like.
What?
Oh, mostly because it's nothing.
No.
Like,
no.
It's really, it has, like, a florally finish to it.
I just finished mine.
No, every sip I take, that aftertaste is gross. I don't like it. It's more metal-y.
Utter trash.
What bodily fluid do you think it tastes like?
Yeah, what sort of human excretion?
I'm going back with blood.
Yeah,
it's metal.
It's a iron. Bloody, yeah, yeah. It's irony.
Or my mouth's cut, I don't know.
Yeah. This is more bloody than the other one.
Definitely.
Moving on.
Okay, oh, fuck.
I've got a good feeling about Half Acres Lager Town, their Oktoberfest beer.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm so drunk. So all of the...
Can I...
one of those.
Points.
Can I have one? Actually,
let's thank you. Very nice.
This might come as a surprise, but with that one, I actually held back.
If you've listened to one of these before, you know I like to squeeze them.
At first, I just looked over and I went, Mom? if I can just start off and just say, I don't know what it is about craft beers and the way they're doing their cans now. I don't like the texture of the can.
It's just like a... Okay, it's... it's like plastic that's like shrink wrapped around aluminum.
And it's I don't like it.
No, nobody's gonna beat Becca.
No, it can't happen.
Don't even try.
I'm not going to.
I took all of their
pretty.
It's pretty.
I still like the can.
I took all of their descriptions from their website, so we get that like sales POV as well. Oktoberfest, Half Acre. An Oktoberfest that lives in the multi bosom of Munich's sordid tradition. Take a drive through Lager Town. That's all it says.
So here's what I'll say about the can, and I don't know if this goes into the way that we view these, but on the top front of the can is an owl with a man's face with tentacles coming out of its stomach.
Yeah, that's the Half Acre logo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, part of it anyway.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. I knew that.
My favorite part of the owl.
I never noticed the tentacles.
Is the beak, but also he has a human mouth.
Yeah, kind of looks like the clock.
Sad clown.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. He's got a sad clown
he's
human
got
mouth.
A sound clown.
Shout out to Phineas, the artist who does these.
Oh, it does look like Cogsworth a little bit.
I think Half Acre has like three artists. Guys, I'm a Half Acre truther. Big fan.
They have three. Won't shut up about it.
They have three in-house artists.
Yeah, I know.
One of them is Phineas.
I went on the tour.
AKA Octafant, great artist. Big fan. Cheers. Or Jeff Probst.
Cheers, Jeff Probst.
Probst.
All right. Season 39.
I forgot about the government warning and just started reading it, and it just said women should not drink alcoholic beverages, and I got really offended. And then remembered that it's like during pregnancy. I was like, oh, yeah.
But once we get the Green New Deal, things are going to change.
I was laughing too hard. I forgot what this tastes like.
Oh, baby, that's good.
Yeah, this is my favorite so far.
Yeah.
It tastes like coming home.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
You ever been home?
Once.
It's so nice.
Well, okay.
I know when I come home and I look at my owl wife.
I'm like, hey, baby, you wrap those tentacles around me.
Yeah. Also, on the can next to the owl is a goat that is sick.
Yeah. Like sick, like metal guitar?
No, he's sick.
It probably drank the afterburner.
There's a
ouch.
Previous one.
Take that, Metropolitan.
This is my least favorite so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Charlie.
I'm sorry. No, my delicate palate can't.
That's true.
Deal with that. This is just, this to me is the most bitter that we've had so far.
What?
Charlie, what is wrong with your mouth?
This is the only one that's not
Florida, baby.
This is great. There's no crazy aftertaste. I like this one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
This tastes like, it's got like three levels of taste.
Yeah.
The
level number one.
Delicious.
Level number two.
A Half Acre.
No, level number three.
Sad clown mouth.
All right. So are we in
the... Well, that's our show. No.
Do we put our favorite one forward?
Yeah, our favorite one forward.
Oh, my God.
Charlie, no!
I'm in complete and utter shock about this.
That's
actually
disgusting. Yeah, you fool.
I would argue that this is...
Whoa.
I'm kidding. I'm saying big words today. You fool.
You didn't bring me on this show because I'm smart.
No, you were available.
Oh, my God.
Points.
Oh my
shit,
God.
I'm gonna put a 20 in the swear jar just for that one.
I'm just so curious, like, you know how they say that different people see colors differently,
yeah,
and like
yeah.
how no one sees it the same. The fact that you thought that this second one was a stronger taste in comparison to the first one that literally tasted like metal is so wild to me that I want to know what it's like. Never mind. I was gonna say, I want to know what it's like inside your mouth, but I decided that's not...
Everybody
what's going on in there?
Everybody has a different palate. Everybody.
Come, everyone. Audience, come inside my mouth.
Wow, what a journey.
It's like that school bus. Yeah.
Or it's like that part in Willy Wonka where they go through that creepy tunnel and you just see bugs crawling over
that
people's face.
That is my mouth.
Creepy tunnel?
Yeah, creepy tunnel.
That place is cool.
All right, bro.
But there's that really scary part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where he has to, like, work at the factory for the rest of his life?
A 9-year-old inherits a factory. How old was Charlie in that movie? He's like 9?
No.
10? No, I wasn't attracted to him, so.
Josh!
What? So he was too young.
No, he was probably, I'm going to say he was...
Teenager?
14.
14?
14. Anybody? How old do you think Charlie was?
I think he's
somebody
like 10.
Somebody look it up.
I think he's like 10.
10?
10? 14?
I don't think he's a teenager yet.
Can you imagine?
A supple 9.
As a woman, as his mother, working your ass off to help care for 4 people that are bedridden, and suddenly the grandpa gets a ticket to a factory, and he gets out of bed. I would murder him.
Father or not, yeah, I would murder that man.
I would be like, are you serious? You can't work? You can't take care of yourself? But yeah. Now that you get to go to the factory, you get out of bed?
You have the ability. Oh, fuck that, grandpa.
11 years old.
11?
11.
Oh. He can't run a factory.
So supple 9 was the best answer. Wait, no, who else had?
No, I said 10.
Yeah, I was closer.
He should have been a teen. What else we got?
I don't know. You love teens?
What?
Okay, never mind.
Can't live by schools.
Guys, we are into the semifinals.
Yes.
This is Germany versus the U.S. Don't let that cloud your judgment.
Okay.
Let your taste buds do the talking. Also, if you drank all of your first beers, just remember what they tasted like.
Yeah, you got it.
This is Paul Lehner's Oktoberfest Weissen. This is going head-to-head against Goose Island, who won the first round.
Mm. White Plains.
6%. Brewed once a year and only available while supplies last.
Mm-hmm.
Oktoberfest Weizen is the pinnacle of German brewing. Deep, golden color, full-bodied, and wonderfully mellow, with a balanced, harmonious taste of pleasant fragrance
of hops.
This beer is very flagrant.
Yep, 6%. It is stronger and bolder than the usual lager.
This is brewed in the town where my dad has his dental practice.
Mazel tov?
Shout him out. Give him a plug.
Yeah.
This is
Elliot
the,
Parrish, DDS. Westchester Magazine has really said that he's one of the top dentists in the county.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've had 11
your beautiful teeth.
Oh. Thank
you. This is the closest color to Bud Light.
Jeff Probst.
PP.
PP. Cheers.
I'm drinking mine out of the bottle because I'm saving my half acre.
I'm sticking with the Stein.
For later.
I do like...
Do you have a urine sample and compare your color key to the other ones on the wall?
Really, mine doesn't come out liquid. It's more like
a dust.
Chunky. Yeah. It's more viscous.
Ooh.
This very beer different. Would get me in trouble.
This is the closest to a Bud Light.
It is.
Anything
you're absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. This is good. This goes down smooth.
This is really good.
Slightly.
I like it.
Oh shit! Are you German? Put it in the swear jar.
Can you remind me how this is happening? So, okay. You were saying the first two that we had automatically make it to the final.
Yeah.
No. So whoever won the first round is going against this one.
Okay.
Which is Goose Island.
Goose Island. Okay, great.
So if you remember what Goose Island tastes like, if not, there's probably some dregs in your ear.
Sure.
Man, this is good. It's like malty. It's got a great body.
Smooth, baby.
I love the logo.
It's as smooth as a baby.
Yeah.
It's from Germany.
It's kind of unfair that they say pregnant women shouldn't drink it because there's 3 pregnant men in the front drinking.
These people are very large in the belly.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if it's just the story. Bobby's looking at me like he's getting away with something.
Shut up.
Filling up your glass.
Shut up.
The FOMO of the fact that it's like brewed for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. It's like in my head.
Yeah, it's like Trick Oreo Treat at Baskin Robbins. Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
I've had Trick Oreo Treat.
This is a very weird question, but is it you whose favorite cereal is Boo Berry?
I love Boo Berry.
Yeah.
I have a box of... No, it's Frankenberry.
Frankenberry.
I have a box of Frankenberry in my house, my roommate will attest to it, that I haven't finished because once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone forever. Yeah. But it's coming up on Boo Berry season.
No, I got it now.
All right, don't yell at me.
I'm yelling
at you. What is everyone's favorite cereal?
All time?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It might have to be Lucky Charms.
Nice.
Yeah, or Honey Nut Cheerios.
Stupid.
What? How dare you? How dare you?
One time I grabbed in to grab a handful of Lucky Charms and only marshmallows came out.
That's the beauty of Lucky Charms.
But that was the day you played the lottery, right?
That's the equivalent of the cereal lottery.
But there's been four times, I promise you this is true, four times where I've opened up a fortune cookie and there's been no fortune inside.
Whoa.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Life is a highway.
Watch out for potholes.
Favorite cereal all time?
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm Raisin Bran Crunch.
What?
Wow. Oh my god, I thought I was the only person in the world that loved Raisin Bran. It's so good.
Wow.
The little yogurt raisins?
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, granola, when I was a kid, my mom was like, "Is she an 80-year-old man?"
What'd you find?
There's more sugar in Raisin Bran than like other cereals.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting. They coat the raisins in sugar.
Sugar. Yeah.
They're sweet. They're raisins. It's nature's candy.
Josh, sit down. Calm down.
I'm so mad.
Relax, please.
Cut me. I want to feel something else.
In college, in the dorms, I used to fill a bowl with ice cream and then put Lucky Charms on top of it. So as you eat it, it slowly became milk. It was pretty great. I'm very fat.
Well,
audio doesn't show that.
I liked where that story began. I hated where it ended.
I love Fruity Pebbles as an ice cream topping,
or
like a yogurt. Sometimes they have it at yogurt places.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sweet berries and the like. Sure. Pink berries.
Boo.
All right, so who wins between Goose Island and...
So what are we comparing? Goose Island, Germany. I finally understood.
There's a bracket online.
I got it. So we're putting one of these two forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm putting this guy forward.
Okay, you're right.
Wow.
Take out.
Okay. It's just better.
And the Bud Light of Oktoberfest wins.
Germany forever. Oh. No, what?
No, I don't think what, so.
Do they do anything bad? Angela Merkel.
Let's move on.
All right, move on.
You have another beer?
Yeah, but I got to go get it. So, Phil, dummy.
Why are you so mean to me?
I love you.
He's like this all the time. I've done nothing. What's everyone's least favorite cereal?
Oh. I don't know. Probably one that I haven't even, that I don't
Grape
even
nuts.
Think about.
Grape nuts. Grape nuts fucking Grape sucks. Nuts.
I'm not a huge fan of Frosted Flakes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
I'll say it.
There's like some, I'm going to say the brand wrong. Kyoshi? It's like some healthy cereal.
Kashi.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo on Kashi. I agree.
Boo.
The next beer that's coming out is when I think about an Oktoberfest beer. This is what I picture.
Oh, my gosh,
this is the number one seeded beer. This is the official beer of Oktoberfest.
Did you see the photo? It's very Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
It's Hofbräu's Oktoberfest beer.
Nice. Ooh.
Who's got money to give to Connor's Cure, you cheap bastards? Because we got a six-pack and there's only four of us.
Ugh. All right.
Caleb, throw it
in.
Slam!
Thing.
Caleb! Yeah!
Come on,
let's
slam. Donate. Here you go.
I really don't like reading these things that say, according to the German purity law. I just don't think that Germany should be able to ever use the word purity ever again.
There should be, there's got to be a better way to phrase that.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing Oh, wait. I see what you're saying. Because of the war?
Yeah. Both of them.
When you read the description, I don't know, this is, for the past descriptions you've been reading, I just pretend you're talking about a woman. And it makes it more fun.
I only like pure women. Yeah. All right, let me get Hofbräu Oktoberfest. Sorry, I got a pretzel in my mouth. The official beer of Oktoberfest, lighter in color and body than a traditional Märzen. This golden brew's toasted malt sweetness is balanced by a zesty finish.
Mm.
Ooh, zesty.
I'm concerned.
My burps are really short.
It's okay.
Prove it.
Sing it.
I can't. I just burped. I'll burp it. I'll burp when I drink this, but they're really short.
It's okay.
I burp when I drink mac and cheese. Anyway, let's try this.
When you drink mac and cheese?
Oh, no, Josh, what's happening?
I started laughing. And I laughed into my beer, and it fizzed over. I'll own it. Yeah,
you got it, baby. Don't worry,
I'm wearing leather fucking shorts.
You look good.
Into the swear jar.
Yeah. Good, you had those. All right.
I haven't tried it yet.
Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst, season 39.
New casting director for season 39. They had concerns, but apparently the cast is going to be really good.
Okay.
I'm not concerned.
Becca, have you ever submitted to be on Survivor?
So I have looked at studies as far as what makes someone most likely to win.
Yeah.
And I'm just reaching the point where I am at my Survivor prime, and I'm not applying until I feel like my chances are very high to win.
I want you to apply.
I know, but
I fully support
now
this.
That I'm in my 30s, I'm already that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But I think I probably need like 2 or 3 more years.
Sure.
I cry too much. I need to get more athletic, and I need to care less about what the country thinks. And if I have a kid, that helps my chances.
If there was a question for
stop crying. Yeah.
Question for the table: if there was one reality show you could be on, what would it be?
A Joe Millionaire, but I'm Joe Millionaire.
Do you know what his real name was? Evan Marriott.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Evan Marriott and Joe Millionaire.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Done.
Survivor? For you, Becca?
See, the thing for me... If
I don't want to put that
I'd want to be on Survivor, but I wouldn't want it filmed.
Sure. Oh. So no, just for you.
Yeah, so I could play the game I want without the worry about people
sure.
watching me.
CBS says yeah. No deal. Yeah. Amazing Race.
Amazing Race
yeah.
would be great.
Amazing Race would be
super fun.
Yeah. Except this season ended with them needing to put a drum set together, and it was the most anticlimactic thing I've ever
really?
Seen.
I'm a very chill person, naturally.
Yeah.
So, like, people would watch me on TV and be like, that guy's chill. And then whoever's with me would be, like, going nuts.
Yeah.
They'd be like, fuck that person. They're not keeping it together.
Is this against something else already? Is this...
This is going against
a
Half Acre Lager Town.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Great.
And then the winner of those will go against each other for... The winner of our Oktoberfest showdown and our first chair tuba. We're doing good.
We're good. We're doing great. Charlie, what show would you be on reality TV wise?
Bar Rescue, but I'm the bar and I need to be rescued.
Shut her down.
I think I'd want to be on MasterChef Junior, but no one explains Ooh. Why I look different than all the other kids. No age, and everyone's like, what is this person's deal?
She's got Jack's disease.
Yeah. Isn't that kid 30? No.
Jack's disease.
Oh. Isn't that girl in her Survivor prime?
And why does that kid have a kid? Yeah. Anyone watch MasterChef Junior? Oh, if you want to cry, you've got to watch it.
It's very, very
I want to cry.
Does Gordon Ramsay chill it down with the kids? Or
he's an incredible,
I like Gordon
incredible
Ramsay.
Man. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. I worked, when I was doing my internships in college, I worked for a man who, like, was from, like, Eastern Europe, around where Gordon Ramsay is from,
good.
And they, like, he literally, they act like that. Like, it's intense how much I got screamed at when I was doing my internship.
What?
I once interned for a radio station, and the first day, my boss pulled me aside, and he was like, I just want to let you know, if you ever have kids, get the epidural.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
So, Hofbrau is going against Lagertown, Half Acre.
Yeah.
Who's going to win? It's hard because I like Hofbrau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like they're almost too different.
I totally agree. I like different things about them.
Yeah.
I want to keep drinking Hofbrau until I fall asleep. But I want to like drink the Lagertown and just like have a nice time.
Right.
Hofbrau, I feel like I could drink more of. Like if I was at a festival, an Oktoberfest, if you will.
Sure. It's September.
I would have more of this. I'm drunk.
Yep, that'll do it.
Would everyone here like to know the reason why I like Bud Light so much?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody said it.
Let's take these beers and break them down as if they were food. So if okay. I'm at
crunch,
a
crunch,
if I'm
crunch,
in, if I, yeah, crunch,
saliva.
Crunch, if I am like if I'm at a party and I'm being social and I'm pretty social. Yeah.
You already lost me.
Nobody invite Becca to parties.
Becca's at home
Becca
smoking
girl's high
weed.
In the corner.
This is a hilarious joke we've been playing on her for the last 30 years.
Had fun.
If I'm being social and I want to bounce around the party, which I normally do, I don't want to sit down and eat a big, huge chocolate cake. I want to eat the light bag of chips. I want to cruise. And that's like the thing with light beers is like I like to cruise through them. To me, this one is just a sit-down. It's a chocolate cake. It's got a lot of flavor. There's a lot going on.
It's the Bruce from Matilda of beer.
Yeah. And
good
this one,
reference.
You know, you could do whatever. I could be at a festival all day and drink.
I'm with Charlie. This is one you could drink at a festival and walk around, have a good time, see all the things, eat a lot of German sausage.
Oh, this is hard. All right, on the count of three, we put the winner forward. One, three.
Oh!
We are tied!
Audience member who got a Hofbräu.
Slam!
We had two audience members get a Hofbräu. Whoever gets here first gets to taste it.
Here, I have some left of my lager time.
I do too, clearly.
You don't want to drink our beers.
I will drink the rest of that. But go ahead, give him some.
Probably tastes a little bit like Bud Light.
It is tough. They're both very good.
It's hard to drink the Lagertown first because then the second one probably feels very simple in comparison. Yeah.
All right, first thought, best thought. Go. Lagertown, first thought, best thought.
No!
Roll out the barrel. All right, Lagertown versus Polliner Oktoberfest Weizen. This is the final round. And do it fast because we got to wrap
My
up.
My favorite brown line
stuff. Okay.
All right, so
I wonder
this,
what Charlie
the October
choose.
The Polliner versus the Half Acre.
Yes. Yeah, the Weizen.
Oh boy!
First thought, best thought.
So different.
They're so different. I'm gonna.
I don't
have any of the beers left. So I'm just gonna vote with. So all right.
My arms are too small.
Lagertown. I have Lagertown, and they've got Polliner in the bottle.
They're just so different.
Oh, here's some more Lagertown.
I already put mine forward.
Yeah, I'm going with.
German?
Polliner. Yeah, it's just good.
It doesn't matter what I say. The Germans win!
All right,
I just see in your stomach, you're just building up like eight of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our Oktoberfest showdown winner and first chair tuba in the Popping Bottles Oktoberfest band. It is Polliner Oktoberfest Weizen, Jeff Probst!
Thank you so much.
Keep it. Go. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. Ladies, anything you want to plug real quick?
Oh. Becca _Barish is my Twitter and Instagram, and see Lil Tooties Monday nights at the IO Theater.
At Charlie Ann Williams, and with an E, on my Twitter, and at Charlie Ann Will Instagram.
Rob Grabo on all social medias, R-O-B-G-R-A-B-O. Come see Comedy Sports, come see Clued In, come see Redacted, the Music Box Monthly. Hurrah!
Poppin' Pod, I'm Josh Segovia Sucks at Twitter, just like it sounds. Good night!
Yay!
Keep it going for Poppin' Bottles, baby!
Dann trugen ihn die Englein fort. Schnatz, das war sein letztes Wort. Dann trugen ihn die Englein fort.